from bell and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
我们的天父上帝，我们今天到你的面前来，我们承认我们自己不能很透彻地明了圣经的意义，但是求主帮助我们明白这一篇预言，使我们都知道我们现在是处在末世的时候。求主赐给我们聪明智慧，使我们讲解圣经的时候可以按照你的意思讲。这样的祈求都是奉主的圣名。Now we have a continuation of the prophecy of Daniel 2.
今天我们继续研究但以理书第二章的预言。
Yesterday we studied lesson 23.
昨天我们所研究的是。
And today we study lesson 24.
昨天研究是23课，今天我们研究24课。
Let us turn to lesson 24.
请各位翻到第24课。
We have God foretells world history. Continued.
上帝预示世界的历史。
In our last lesson,
在我们的上一课里头，
Daniel was explaining the meaning of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
但以理正在解释尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦。
Now he is going to explain the legs of iron.
现在他要解释这个铁腿到底是什么意思。
And there shall be a fourth kingdom.
他说会有第四个国。
Strong as iron.
他像铁一样的强。
Because iron breaks to pieces and shatters all things.
这个铁能够打碎，也能够破坏所有的东西。
And like iron which crushes, it shall break and crush all these.
这一个国也能够，它要打碎克制一切。
Daniel 2:40.
这是但以理第二章四十节。
Without doubt, we here recognize the iron monarchy of Rome.
无疑的，我们在这个地方就可以认出铁国罗马来了。
Rome's supremacy, dated from 168 BC to 476 AD.
罗马统治的时期是从主前168年到主后476年。
After 600 years,
在600年之后，
the great Roman Empire disintegrated.
这个大罗马帝国就分裂了。
In this prophecy, the feet with their 10 toes,
在这个预言里头，那个脚跟它的十个脚趾头，
symbolizes the dividing of the Roman Empire,
是象征着罗马国的分裂，
by the barbaric tribes,
就是被那些个国家被那些个支派所分裂。
Yes, barbaric tribes or uncivilized tribes.
或者是那些个没有文化的那些个支派或者是宗族所分裂。
You will notice this in verses 41 to 43.
在第41到第43节可以看见。
And as you saw the feet and toes partly of potter's clay,And partly of iron.
你既见象的脚和脚趾头，一半是窑匠的泥，一半是铁。
It shall be a divided kingdom.
那国将来也必分开。
Partly strong and partly brittle.
也必半强半弱。
Yes, brittle is something which is easy to break into pieces. As you saw the iron mixed with miry clay,
你见既见铁与泥掺杂。
So they will mix with one another in marriage.
他们也必以婚姻互相掺杂。
But they will not hold together.
却不能彼此相合。
Just as iron does not mix with clay.
正如铁与泥不能相合一样。
Many attempts have been made to unite Europe.
很多人曾经尝试要统一欧洲。
Charlemagne,
像查理曼
Charles the Fifth,
查理第五
Louis the Fourteenth,
路易十四
Napoleon,
拿破仑
Kaiser Wilhelm,
这个威廉凯撒
and Hitler,
希特勒
have failed in their attempts to unite the broken fragments of the Roman Empire.
在他们尝试要使这个破碎的罗马国在统一的时候，他们的尝试都失败了。
By marriage,
他们借着婚姻
and intermarriage of royalty,
还有这皇族的彼此通婚
,ties were formed which men hoped would cement and strengthen the shattered kingdom.
世人想借着这个方法来使那个破碎的国家能够连接在一起。
None have succeeded.
没有一个人成功了。
Before World War I,
在第一次世界大战之前
,nearly all the kings and rulers of Europe,
几乎欧洲的所有的国家的国王和统治者
,were related,
都是彼此之间有亲戚关系。
Queen Victoria,
维多利亚女皇
was called the grandmother of Europe.
曾经被称为欧洲的祖母。
Yet, it did not prevent war.
然而这种情形并没有能够防止战争。
No mere man could have looked 2,500 years into the future.
没有任何的凡人能够看在2500年之后的将来
and foretold that
能够预先说明
following Babylon
在巴比伦之后
there would be exactly three world empires
就能说在巴比伦之后只有三个世界性的帝国
and no more
一个也不多
only God could do that
只有上帝能够做到这件事情。
During the dark days of World War II,
在第二次世界大战那黑暗的日期之中
it looked as though Hitler would be victorious,
看起来希特勒一定会胜利
and unite all Europe into one nation,
才能够把整个的欧洲都统一成为一个国家
it took real faith,
必须要有出众的信心
for men to say
才能够说这样的话
I know he will not succeed
我知道他不会成功
because the scriptures cannot be broken
因为经上的话是不能废的
the Bible says
圣经说
heaven and earth shall pass away
天地都要废去
but my words shall not pass away
我的话却不能废去
Luke 21:33 Future attempts to unite the countries of Europe will also fail.
将来任何要统一欧洲的尝试都必归于失败。
For God has said,
因为上帝曾经说,
They shall not cleave one to another.
说他们不能彼此相合。
Now, what about the stone which destroyed the image?
那么那个打碎大象的石头是怎么样呢
Remember, it was cut out without hands.
你要记住它是非人手所凿出来的。
That would indicate,
那这样就是表明
that the stone represents a kingdom.
这个石头是代表一个国家
which was not established by human government，
而不是人的政府所建立的国家。
It is a supernatural power，
乃是一种超自然的权力。
The fifth world power，
第五个这种世界性的政权，
is named right in the prophecy，
已经在这预言里头提到，明明指出了。
Just read verses 44 and 45.
我们只要看第44跟45节。
And in the days of those kings，
当列王在位的时候，
The God of heaven，
天上的上帝，
will set up a kingdom，
必另立一国，
which shall never be destroyed，
永不败坏，
nor shall its sovereignty be left to another people，
也不归别国的人。
It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms，
就要打碎一切的国。
And bring them to an end，
使他们告一个结束。
And it shall stand forever，
那么它必存到永远。
Just as you saw that a stone was cut from a mountain by no human hand，
正如你所看见的，这个石头不是人手所凿出来的。
And that it broke in pieces，
它打碎了
the iron，
这个铁
the bronze，
铜
the clay，
泥
the silver and the gold，
银和金的部分。
A great God has made known to the king what shall be hereafter，
这就是那至大的上帝把后来必有的事给王指明。
The dream is certain，
这个梦准是这样。
And its interpretation sure，
它的解释讲解也是确实的。
Friend， did you notice that？
朋友你没有注意到？
The stone which destroyed the feet，
那个打碎大象脚的那个石头。
And then the whole image，
然后打碎那整个像。
Is the kingdom of God，
就是上帝的国。
When will this be？
这时候什么时候才能实现？
We have one clue in verse 44。
在44节有一个线索。
It says，
他说，
In the days of these kings，
当那列王在位的时候。
What kings？
什么列王呢？
The nations represented by the ten toes of the great image，
就是大象的十个脚趾头所代表的那些个国家。
In other words，
换一句话说，
The present nations of Europe，
就是现今的欧洲的国家。
Yes， the time has come for God to set up his kingdom，
时候已经到了，上帝要设立他的国度。
The stone then represents Jesus Christ，
这样说来呢，石头乃是代表耶稣基督。
This agrees with other verses in the Bible，
这也和圣经里其他的经文是相符合的。
But the disciples said of Jesus，
门徒论到耶稣说，
This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders，
你是那匠人所砌的石头，
which is become the head of the corner，
已成为房角的头块石头。
Neither is there salvation in any other，
除他以外别无拯救。
For there is none other name under heaven，
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名。
Yes， given among men none other name whereby we must be saved，
我们可以靠着得救。
Acts 4:11-12，
使徒行传4:11-12，
God's kingdom will be set up，
上帝的国度一定会被设立。
When Jesus comes again，
就是当耶稣来的时候。
He will not come again as a babe in a manger，
他在来的时候不是在马槽里的一个婴孩了。
But as King of kings and Lord of lords，
而是要以万王之王万主之主的身份来。
He will come to execute judgment upon all，
他来要在众人身上行审判。
And to reward every man，
要审判个人。
As his work shall be，
照着个人所行的报应他。
Revelation 22:12，
这是启示录22:12。
Yes， one day soon the rulers of earth，
有一天这个世界的君王
will bow low before the Almighty God of heaven，
都要在全能上帝的面前深深下拜。
Jesus taught us to pray，
耶稣教导我们这样的祈祷说
Our Father,
我们的
which art in heaven,
我们在天上的父
Hallowed be thy name,
愿人都尊你的名为圣
Thy kingdom come,
愿你的国降临
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven,
愿你的旨意行在地上如同在天上
For 1900 years, Christians have been praying this prayer.
1900多年来基督徒们都曾经这样的祈祷
One day God will fulfill this unfulfilled request
终有一天上帝要成就这尚未成就的要求
Thy kingdom come
你的国降临
By being subjects now of his spiritual kingdom
现在我们属于他的属灵的国度
We are prepared to one day be citizens of his literal kingdom
就能准备好有一天能在他实际的国度里面成为一个公民
Let us not neglect the needed preparation
我们切不可忽略这个必须要的准备
I see there are 7 vocabulary words in this lesson
这一课有七个生字
The beginning, number 1
第一个
Shatters
打碎
Shatters 2Disintegrated
分裂
Disintegrated 3 Cement
连接或者是粘起来
Cement 4 Sovereignty
统治权
Sovereignty 5 Clue
线索
Clue 6 Not
虚无
Not And 7 Manger
马槽
Manger Now I'll read the lesson over in English to you
英文把这课再念一遍
In our last lesson Daniel was explaining the meaning of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream Now he is going to explain the legs of iron And there shall be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, because iron breaks to pieces and shatters all things. And like iron which crushes, it shall break and crush all these. Without doubt, we here recognize the iron monarchy of Rome. Rome's supremacy dated from 168 BC to 476 AD. After 600 years, the great Roman Empire disintegrated.In this prophecy, the feet with their 10 toes symbolizes the dividing of the Roman Empire by the barbaric tribes. Notice verses 41 to 43. And as you saw the feet and toes partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, it shall be divided a divided kingdom, partly strong and partly brittle. As you saw the iron mixed with miry clay,So they will mix with one another in marriage, but they will not hold together, just as iron does not mix with clay. Many attempts have been made to unite Europe. Charlemagne, Charles V, Louis XIV, Napoleon, Kaiser Wilhelm, and Hitler have failed in their attempts to unite the broken fragments of the Roman Empire. By marriage and intermarriage of royalty,Ties were formed which men hoped would cement and strengthen the shattered kingdom. None have succeeded. Before World War I, nearly all the kings and rulers of Europe were related. Queen Victoria was called the grandmother of Europe. Yet, it did not prevent war. No mere man could have looked 2,500 years into the future and foretold that following Babylon,There would be exactly 3 world empires and no more. Only God could do that. During the dark days of World War II, it looked as though Hitler would be victorious and unite all Europe into one nation. It took real faith for men to say, I know he will not succeed because the scripture cannot be broken. John 10:35. The Bible says,Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Luke 21:33. Future attempts to unite the countries of Europe will also fail, for God has said, they shall not cleave one to another. Now what about the stone which destroyed the image? Remember, it was cut out without hands. That would indicate that the stone represents a kingdom which was not established by a human government. It is a supernatural power. The fifth world power is named right in the prophecy. Read verses 44 and 45. And in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, nor shall its sovereignty be left to another people. It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms, and bring them to an end, and it shall stand forever. Just as you saw that a stone was cut from a mountain by no human hand, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold. A great God has made known to the king what shall be hereafter. The dream is certain, and its interpretation sure. Friend, did you notice that? The stone which destroyed the feet, and then the whole image is the kingdom of God. When will this be? We have one clue in verse 44. It says, in the days of these kings. What kings? The nations represented by the 10 toes of the great image. In other words, the present nations of Europe. Yes, the time has come for God to set up his kingdom. The stone, then, represents Jesus Christ. This agrees with other verses in the Bible. The disciples said of Jesus, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:11-12. God's kingdom will be set up when Jesus comes again. He will not come again as a babe in a manger, but as King of kings and Lord of lords. He will come to execute judgment upon all, and to reward every man as his work shall be. Revelation 22:12. Yes, one day soon, the rulers of earth will bow low before the Almighty God of heaven. Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For 19 years Christians have been praying this prayer. One day God will fulfill this unfulfilled request. Thy kingdom come. By being subjects now of his spiritual kingdom, we are prepared to one day be citizens of his literal kingdom. Let us not neglect the needed preparation. Dear listener, I am sure that you want to be saved in God's kingdom when it comes.
亲爱的听众，我相信当上帝的国度实现的时候，你愿意得救进入这个国度。
We are going to learn how to be saved in lessons to follow.
我们要在以后的课程里头要研究怎么样才能得救。
This is the most important question of your life.
这乃是你一生之中最重要的问题。
And so be sure and study with us during each broadcast.
所以在以后的每一次广播之中务必要收听。
God be with you until the next time.
愿上帝与你同在，再会。